Blog Talk Radio.
If I have to sing a song and sing it on my own, Lord, I'd sing it for you. If I have to ring my bell and no one else would care, Lord, I'd ring it for you. And if I ever tell my story, Lord, you get the glory, 'cause it was all for you. If I follow your commands and help my fellow man, Lord, it's all for you. It's all. Yeah.
God bless you. This is Reverend Green. Sorry about the delay. Having some studio problems, but I want you all to know, man, that I appreciate you signing in. Those of you that have called in, you're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The problem is a technical problem from their studio end, but I'm going to keep on going. We had the same thing go on with the storm on Wednesday, but God is able, man, and I'm thankful for each and every one of you all that attend this show. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host and the most. I'm thankful for each and every one of you all being here today. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to address you about the situations that's going on in the world today. Today is a day that has been deemed since the beginning of time the only thing that we have to do. We have to trust God to guide us through it. It's not about a personal endeavor. It's about all of God's people. We have to understand, man, that it's God's will that we all, man, that we all live in peace and in love. Just a couple of days, actually just last week, I lost a couple of kin folks. They transition to the other side. It's a sad endeavor, as always, but God is able. I understand that a lot of things happen in life, and we don't understand why and how. But it's not for us to try to interpret what God does. It's just for us to do the best we can with what we have and to love each other, man, because we never know when it's our time. I want you all to keep me in prayer. I will do the same for you. And we'll keep on going and moving toward what God wants us to do in life. And that's to love our brothers as ourselves. I lost a dear uncle who was very close to my heart. Actually, he was my favorite. And God has chose to bring him home with him. But the thing is, we have to understand, man, that all things work together for the good of them that love God. I love God, and I know it's a good purpose for him taking my uncle. Taking my little cousin and a few more other folks that I've known, friends that have told me they lost someone. I want to tell you all that I love you. And you can have my utmost support and prayer that God will get you through. Earth has no sorrow that God can't heal. And understand, when we start to get sad and concerned about those that left. One thing what you have to do is you have to start reminiscing. That's why God gave us memory. Start reminiscing of the good times that you shared together and then be appreciative of the time that God allowed you and that angel to share down here on earth so that you could commemorate him in the good things or her in the good things and not in the bad tragedy of death. Because death is a tragedy in our hands and has nothing to do with God. God is life. But the devil, the enemy, the evil spirit, we all must succumb physically to the death. But the thing is we can be prepared for that. And we can see God on the other side. If we just start loving each other while we're here and understand that it's God's will that we all live beautiful, peaceful lives. I love you, man. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 Rev Green. I'm your host, the most, your brother from another mother. Keep me in your prayers because we're moving forward on God's business. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone that's on this show. I thank you for all the listeners. Thank you for all those that's going to tune in and download the show and look at it later and listen to it later. Lord, bless them. Bless their families and loved ones. Bless all the bereaved families. Those, Father, that have lost someone, and Father, someone has transitioned in their family to the other side. Give them strength to endure. Hold them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be glad to give you the glory, praise, and honor. And help me, Lord, your son, your servant. Continue to raise awareness to those in the world of that greatest commandment that you left us on, to love our neighbors as ourselves. We'll be thankful to give you the glory and honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you. Amen.
crime is at an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour a pop, 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. Well, I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your brother from another mother. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. 646-595-2105. As I mentioned earlier in the show, that our hearts and prayers go out to all of the bereaved family members who have lost someone in transition to the other side. It's my prayers that each and every family instill with strength, endurance, and peace of mind. And again, man, start reminiscing on the good things and the good times that you shared together, and be grateful that God allowed you, that angel, to share time on this earth with you that you can have beautiful memories of. Again, man, we all are in this journey, and this journey of life is just a journey. It's not made for any other reason but for you to initiate your choice in life. God wants to see what you choose to do. So this is a test. Do you choose to love God and do right, or do you choose to hurt folks and do wrong? That's the test. God is of love. And God gets no joy out of forcing anything on anyone. Therefore, that's why he gave us all choice. It's a choice to love God. It's a choice to care about someone. It's a choice to hurt someone. It's a choice in life that we all have. And God has given us his greatest creation, that gift of choice. The thing is that what you have to understand, that there's a high cost for low living. So when you make bad choices, negative choices, you're planting a negative seed. You're putting negative in the environment, in the atmosphere. Guess what has to come back? We understand what goes around comes around. Therefore, if a person puts negative out and hurts people and does devious, dirty things, that's what you're putting in the atmosphere.
That's what you're planting. And you get what you plant. You harvest what you reap. And what happens is it comes back around. And a lot of times when it comes back around, it's even worse because it's built up momentum. And it's built up more power to come back. And when it comes back, a lot of times the impact, if it's negative, is devastating. It's more than you wanted to spend. That's why I say it's a high cost for low living. You have to understand when you live wrong and you do people dirty, God doesn't get any joy, but the enemy does. And what he is the master of deception. So he amplifies what you did so that when it comes back around, it can be the thing that he uses to destroy you. You have to understand that it's all about love in this world. It's about loving your neighbor as yourself. It's about putting yourself in the other man's shoes. And those of you that have lived past 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years and on, you understand that the concept is simple. It's what you put out is what you get back. Through the years, I've watched many people perish because of the life they live. They did wrong and didn't concern themselves with the concept of life. God wants us to love each other. And as they did that, they gave the devil power, the enemy, the negative spirit, more power to come back to them and destroy them with the same acts that they did, even worse. Man, don't think that because you hustling and getting your little money, you got a few dollars. You ghetto rich, we like to call it. You got a nice car and a few things in your pocket, but you're hurting folks, selling them drugs. You're destroying folks, stealing from them. You're snapping on folks, jumping on folks, shooting at them, hurting them. And you expect to live a long life, fulfilled, fulfilled life. And let me tell you something. We know what go around come around. You know that. So what you have to do is before you allow the devil to send you off to do something ignorant that will bring back drama to you, you have to pause and think and say, wait a minute, if that were me, what would I want this man to do to me? If it's a money issue, if you owed someone money, would you want him to come and smack you and bust you upside the head and treat you like nothing and get it? Or would you want them to compromise and work with you? Naturally, every man would say the latter. No, I would want some type of compromise. No one is ignorant. No one wants to be hurt. No one wants to be attacked. No one wants to be talked down to. These are all acts of ignorance because a lot of people overlook the fact that that could be them. And the minute the shoe flips, you want some sympathy and mercy from that other person. The thing is, you have to start sharing that, sharing the love, sharing the empathy, sharing the concern about that person's life, because that person's life is given to him by God. And God doesn't just love me or you. He loves us all. And that's what this show is about, raising awareness. Awareness to treat the next man how you want to be treated. Awareness to understand that the positive things you put out will come back positive. Positive seed. Your harvest is positive. That's why the Bible says plainly, such as a man sow, that shall he reap. Meaning what you plant, you'll harvest the same. I'm trying to show you that God is about love. So if you want positive things, if you want to have a good life, you want to meet that perfect person, you want to have a great abundant life and be able to have a joyous relationship with your family and loved ones, you have to put the love out. I'm asking you all to understand that it's not about us, but it's about your brother. If each one of us concern ourselves with the next man, that's that love thing that God is trying to share with us. And I'm here to raise the awareness. I'm asking you all to understand the necessity for our brothers and sisters on the streets that are going through, that have nowhere to eat. Some of them don't have a place to stay. Some of them slept on the streets last night. A lot of them are fighting with drugs and alcohol. These are all devices of the enemy to destroy God's people. I'm leading the charge to go back and get them. And I'm asking you all to go to my website, revgreensmusic.com. Purchase my songs. There's seven songs, of anointing. Those songs are only $3 downloads. You can go there and purchase them one at a time, or you can purchase all seven songs for $10. When you make a purchase, you're blessing my ministry. You're blessing my purpose, and my ministry is all derived around going back and getting God's people. I'm starting the foundation, SCFF, Set the Captives Free Foundation. And in that foundation, it'll house 500 folks down on their luck. And it'll give 250 to 300 young men jobs, young men and women jobs, who want to learn a professional trade. And they'll be putting a facility together that'll house their brothers and sisters that's out on the streets. This is what I'm about. This is the ministry. I love you, and God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Right at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number to call in is 646-595-2105. God bless you real good. And some of you that are going in, just hold on and stand and wait on God. And he'll make a way out of no way. How do I know? Because he did it for me. I love you, and God loves you more.
When you've done all you can, man, seems like it's never enough. And what do you say when your friends turn away and you're all alone? Tell me, what do you give when you give it? Nothing left to do, you just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me, how do you handle guilt of your past? Tell me, how to deal with the shame, and how can you smile while your heart has been broken and
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. Man, I'm your brother from another mother, your host with the most. I'm so thankful again for each and every one of you all that called into the show. And those of you that are listening on your private devices, I just want you to know that this show is inspired by my life journey of how God made a way for me out of no way, out of every situation. I look back at my life and I said, Lord, only you was able to bring me through. And that's why I wrote that song, Thank You for Your Love, and it's all for you, Lord. These songs I wrote were inspirations from what God did for me. A lot of times when I was down, when I was sitting in the prison walls, I didn't understand while I was there, but God yet gave me another chance. When I was on the streets grimy and hustling and doing wrong, I still remember to honor and respect God in all my endeavors. My favorite scripture became Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, but lean not into your own understanding. But then it went on to say that in all of your ways, acknowledge God and he'll direct your path. I watched many go by and fall by the wayside. And I see many fall off this journey of life from things and actions that they did that overcome them. I was so thankful that God allowed me a chance to see 2018 and continue on in the process. After getting myself back together, God turned around and allowed me to be inspired to go get my brothers and sisters that are still on the streets fighting for their lives. I love them. I'm concerned about everyone, and there's no race involved. For the race I'm concerned about is the human race. For all of God's people need love. And I'm leading the charge to go get them, and I'm asking you all to come join in. RevGreensMusic.com. Go to my website. Message me. Send me information that you have pertinent to going to get God's people. Man, it takes a village. I'm just leading the charge, but I'm asking you all to join in. Because each and every one of us have family members that are still out there. And when we finish, we'll understand the concept of this song that I wrote, of this website, of this whole show, Rev Green, It's All For You, Lord Radio Network. And the show Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev, I'm asking you all, folks that love God, come ride with your brother and help me go get God's people. I love you, and it's all for God, so it's all for you, Lord. Play that song again, and I want you all to listen to the words. And let it motivate you and stimulate your thoughts that, hey, when it's all balled down, man, the only thing that you're trying to do is please God. And the joy of the Lord can be and will be your strength. God bless you. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev. The phone number is 646-595-2105.
Your love. needed you before to show up while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now. Not another minute, Lord. Hey, wait another day. Oh, oh Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. That was Smokey Norfolk. And I need you now. Oftentimes in our life, we get to situations that we don't understand that become far more greater than we can understand and deal with. At those times, that's when you need God the most. You need God to step in and ease your thoughts and comfort you. And the fact of knowing, hey, man, you made it through situations before. You relied on him when you were in dire need and made that foxhole prayer. And it worked. How do I know? Because you're here today. So your mindset has to become, Lord, if you did it before, I know you will do it again. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. I'm your host with the most. Your brother from another mother. The phone number to call into the show is 646-595-2105. You can listen in to the show. If you want to join in on the conversation, the phone number again is 646-595-2105, and you press 1. And that allow you to be seen in the show on the queue, and I can bring you in to give you a positive input. Today, I'm basically just holding on and praying that God gives strength to myself, my family, and all other families that are going through. The grieving process is different. Me, myself, I just trust God and I reminisce on the good times. But every now and then, you have to just be quiet. Sit back and allow God to guide your thoughts. Keep mind positive. For God says he blesses those that mind is stayed on him. He'll keep us in perfect peace. And we're asking God for that perfect peace for all families going through. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Something about that powerful name. Listen to this.
Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, absolutely
Wonderful. Holy Ghost filled. Surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time where being politically correct is popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here,
tell them
that there's something about the name.
Something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. And it is the
now.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah.
That's right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name,
that's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up in my bones.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets to move, man, said he won't leave me alone.
Everybody,
something about the name. It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Detroit for a minute. How sweet. Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
the just won't leave me alone. Said he won't leave me alone. Oh no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's gonna happen someday?
Henry B has got to bow.
Well, tell him to wait. You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Pray
right now.
Ah! Oh yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear
you. Yeah, yeah.
Something about that name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
Everybody lift your hands and worship with us.
And
come
on.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Man, you know, that was Kirk Franklin and my main man. Man, Pastor, man, the one other, Rance Allen. Thank God for him, man. Something about the name of Jesus. I tell you what, man, we have to understand the sacrifice that God did for each one of us over 2,000 years ago. When he allowed one of us that was worthy to live and was fit to die, to crawl to Calvary's cross, bearing his own cross and carrying the sins of all of us, the things that we mess up and do daily, they all were bored on that cross. And when he carried that cross to Calvary and they nailed him to it, his only request to God was, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm grateful for that sacrifice. I'm thankful for what God did. And I'm asking you all, man, to understand that God is love. And the way you repay God for what he did for you is by showing God the gratitude for the life that you live and for the many times he stepped in and made a way out of no way during your foxhole prayer episode. How when nobody seemed to care and you called on God in the pinch, in the crunch, in the depth of drama, and he stepped in and made a way because you're here today. I just want to raise your awareness that God loves us and he wants us to love each other. That's what this show is about. That's what the whole endeavor of my existence is, to raise awareness to God's situation and program for us. The situation we can resolve if we all come together as one. I love you, and God loves you more.
Crime is in an uproar. Our brothers and sisters are hurting in the streets. We have to make a difference. We have to do something for them. Hi, this is Reverend Green. God has anointed me and given me this assignment to go back and get our brothers and sisters, to raise proceeds through my songs of inspiration, to use the money to bless God and get his people. This is what it's all about. This is what this show is about. You're listening live to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green, your brother from another mother. God bless. Let's go get him. Donate, please, to the cause, because the cause is bigger than the problem. God bless you. We love you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Rev Green. It's All For You, Lord Radio. Stay tuned. 1 hour show, 1 hour of power. 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Just 1 hour of power into the atmosphere and support my ministry. Donate to my website, RevGreensMusic.com. Download the inspirational songs. Be inspired. Join my process in going to get God's people. I need the love and support from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless. This is Rev. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Reverend Green. You're listening to Chicago Ride at 5 with Rev Green. The phone number is 646-595-2105. As we come to the end of this show, the end of this positive hour in the atmosphere, let us have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for all that have called in, Father. Thank you for all that tuned in. Thank you for those that have downloaded this podcast and listened to it, or will listen to it on their own personal time. Lord, let it be something that, Father, you encourage me to say, that inspires them, Father, to love their neighbor as their self. Father, bless their families and loved ones, and bless my family as we go through, and many other families that go through bereavement. Give them strength, Father, and let them know, Lord, that, Father, all things work together for good of them that love the Lord, and it's a reason for your endeavor. Lord, we thank you for everything. We thank you for this show. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you real good. Have a safe Friday. God bless each and every one of you, and I'll see you on Monday at 5 o'clock, the beginning of the week. Again, man, hug somebody, and then when you see somebody, speak to them. And when you get a chance, tell someone, I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. This is your man, Rev.